Hey everyone, Julie, Salon Queen Cooley, how are you? Thank you so much for being here. This is for the Master Life Path 11s. Thank you all for being here. I really appreciate you. I'm an 11 as well, as you know. This is a short one because I know I've done a lot of videos that are quite a bit longer, but this one, I just thought, you know what? I want to do a quick one for you guys. And I had a question come through where someone asked me this question. I thought it would help all of you. And the question is, how do we stay focused on our path as highly sensitive people to our surroundings and other people's problems? I'm laughing because I know all of you are probably laughing at home too, right? So this is being distracted as an 11 is huge, huge, right? I fight this every day. In fact, on one of my last videos, I had said, oh my gosh, you guys, I realized that 2 weeks went by, 2 weeks, where I was really, I've been thinking about, I'm launching, I'm doing a restart. It's June, and I haven't hit my goals, and I've had some great breakthroughs. Actually, that's not true. I've had some wonderful breakthroughs. I have hit my goals. I'm looking at my vision board. So this is my computer in my office here. Straight in front of me is my vision board. That means that every day when I'm here working, which is all the time, I'm looking at it. And I would encourage you guys to do that too, because it's so easy for us to be distracted like children. I have always loved shiny things, especially jewelry, and I have to believe that even if you don't love jewelry, you love shiny things too, meaning you get distracted just as quickly as I do. But here's the thing. The dark ones will do this to us and put things in front of us to take us off our path. Now, this may seem trivial and not a big deal, but trust me, follow me with this. It is a big deal because I can be sitting here with the greatest of intentions and be like, okay, I know exactly what I need to do. I'm going to make this masterclass video for you guys because it's going to lead to the membership and it's going to have a lot of good information. I want everybody to have access to it. And I know exactly what I'm going to say and do. And then all of a sudden, if I flip on my computer, like if I go to another tab or something pops up or something on my phone, whatever, I can easily be distracted. And it can be a few minutes, or if it's like an Instagram roll, it'll be an hour. Definitely don't have Instagram open. Ever. But what happens is you lose time. All that time you could have been focused on your goal and doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? And what happens is what happened to me the other week, where I was like, oh my gosh, I have for the last 2 weeks been overthinking, overthinking, overthinking. And I thought in my mind I was actually doing things like activities, act like really making things happen. I wasn't. It was all in my head. And I was like, oh my gosh, that just happened. That's a reality check. Okay, you have to understand yourself and know that as an 11, as one of my clients said famously, we have 25 tabs open almost at all times. Okay, we're really deep. We have a lot going on. A lot of you guys have insomnia, trouble with sleeping. If you need help with that, let me know. If you want to work with me, there's lots of different ways, but if you want to do one-on-one or the Brave Academy, email me, okay? But we get distracted easily. And the dark ones have figured out that that's very easy, right? In and out, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, or an hour here, an hour there. And hey, you know what? Before I was struggling with this, I'll tell you, because of time management, because I am not fast in the morning. I'm a night person. It's right now 11:39 and I'm doing a video, right? So I work crazy different hours, but I have often noticed like, okay, if I'm up and everything at 7, but it's just that I'm so slow, my brain's slow, right? So all of a sudden it can be 1 o'clock and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to go do this. I've got to do that. I've got to run errands. I got to do this. But by the time I get home, then I got to make dinner. Then I gotta get everything ready and it's gonna be 8 or 9 o'clock. So I've lost time by being derailed and it can add up. So the question is, right? How do we stay focused on our path as highly sensitive people to our surroundings and other people. So I'm going to give you five different ways that has worked for me, and hopefully it's a work for you. Simple, remember, simple is profound. That's the way I look at it. Simple is profound. First thing, this is so obvious, but set a timer on your phone, right? Whether you're going to work an hour, 2 hours, 30 minutes, it doesn't matter. Set a timer. When that timer goes off, just like the timer that you have when you get out of bed, and you always get up, right? You don't, well, some of you guys might, you know, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, but not usually, right? Right up. You live by that thing. Same thing when you're working. Set a timer. During that time, when you push start, you're going to be working. Nothing else. No distractions. Put your phone on do not disturb if you need to. One. So set a timer is the first thing. Second thing is you got to eliminate all distractions. So on your computer, right? Close down all the other tabs. Turn your notifications off while you're working. Okay. So you don't get those pop-ups, because that's what happens. You're like, you're doing your thing. Oh my gosh. What? What? Kourtney Kardashian's pregnant? What? Oh my gosh. I got to click on that before you know it. Oh, I got to send that to my sister before you know it. Half an hour's gone by. It's ridiculous. Okay. So set the timer. Number one, eliminate, close down all the other tabs so you don't get those notifications, right? Two. Okay. Three is set an intention. I've already set my timer. My intention is I'm definitely going to work no matter what, because I really need to get this stuff done. Okay. The next thing is that set the intention. The next thing is, what's your why? Why are you doing this? Why is this so important to you? And usually it's because you need to get this done so that everything else can fall into place, right? Or you can just tick it off your list and you're done with it. But you need to get it done, so it's important. So you've set the intention and remembering the why, right? And the next thing is you need to be super prepared and set your room up, your ambiance, set your scene up to make it so that you are happy with it. So what does that mean? So I love candles. I'll be putting out some candles. I know it sounds silly when you're working, but you know what? For me, because the happier my atmosphere, the more I want to stay in it. Does that make sense? Get your comfy chair on, get your comfy clothes on, put out your candles, whatever you like, whatever you work best with. Maybe you need music in the background. Put that on. It's really important, right? So you're setting everything up now. How do we stay focused? Well, I think those are some good ways. And here's the biggest one of all. You have to keep it in your mind that you need to stay on target and stay on point as much as you possibly can, because there's only so much time in a day. And I was always the one like, I never have enough time to get everything done. And that's very scarcity mindset thinking. And I want to be in abundant thinking. There's more than enough time to get things done, but I don't want to procrastinate. So I used to do that a lot too. And procrastination is just you not wanting to do what you're supposed to do. So you can do what they do in the military and just do the hardest thing first. That's usually a good one as well, right? Or the thing you don't want to do, like say pay some bills, do that first. Get it off your desk, right? So I hope these things helped you. The timer will help. Setting the intention, right? Closing everything down, remembering your why, have your vision board in front of you, light your candles, have your music on if that works for you, and set it up so you want to be here. But be efficient. Time is the thing you can't get back, right? And you're important, and everything you do is important, and everything you put out into the world is important. So good luck. Please let me know if this worked for you. If you need help with this, again, email me for the Brave Academy to work one-on-one. If you're interested in the membership, there's a masterclass that's coming soon. I'll probably have the link for it for you to sign up for below, and I'll see you guys soon. Thanks.